Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to Mud, Maloney, and Bradford. Broadcasting live from Red Sox Winter Weekend at the MGM in Springfield on Sports Radio WEEI.
When you study that report and you read it carefully, you recognize what happened in Houston and what went on. And we knew from management's perspective that it would be difficult for Alex to lead given this distraction that this has caused. And Alex recognized that as well, came in on Tuesday through a series of meetings and made it very, very clear that he was not comfortable leading the organization going forward given what had happened in Houston in 2017.
Final hour, Mutt Maloney and Bradford live here at the Red Sox Winter Weekend, MGM Springfield, festive atmosphere. And that was Sam Kennedy who joined us in the first hour, breaking down again.
You buy that?
The mutual parting of ways. I don't know. We tried to get to the point of why, and we're not getting that why. It's not a player thing. The players will play for Core tomorrow. So what?
No, the point is, do you buy that it was, Core saying, hey, listen, I'm guilty of what happened in Houston. It is what it is. They got me there, and because of that, I can't manage this team anymore. It's got nothing to do with what they're about to find out in Boston,
nope.
Because I don't think there's much. But damage is already done. I can no longer manage this team.
Well, let's do the math.
Do you guys buy that?
I don't buy it. Do you?
No, because I mean, I think that Alex Cora probably felt that way, let's do the math on this. Is that off of that report, MLB report from Houston, that he was named a whole lot more than Luhnow and Hinch, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right?
He's the mastermind.
Right. Okay. So you would suspect that his penalty was going to be more than what they got, which was a year.
Yeah.
And then on top of maybe whatever else is coming, it was going to be more than a year. So even though Mike Lowell has agreed to say, hey, I'll manage for a year, or maybe you can have some sort of stopgap, that's not usually how good MLB teams are made, where you want some sort of continuity. You said it before in the show, Lou, which is this is just can't be about 1 or 2 years. This has to be about
right.
5, 6, 7 years.
But I do I believe that. Because I do believe Alex knew, or the organization knew, that the damage is already done in Houston, and that, you know what, if you say you did nothing here or this team has done nothing and their investigation is going to come up short here on the Red Sox, fine, they're still going to get you for a year in Houston. And because of that, I think Alex and the front office sat there and said, I can't take a year off and come back and manage this baseball
team. I think we're saying the same thing. I think everyone understood. Everyone, Cora, the team, everyone understood that he couldn't show up at the writer's dinner. He couldn't show up at this thing. He couldn't show up at spring training.
So you don't believe Tanguay?
I never believed Tanguay.
No, it seems weird.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, Tanguay went on TV the other night and said, sorry, Mutt, that John Henry wanted to keep Cora, but Manfred told him, if you keep Cora, I'm going to strip you of the World Series. So that's why Henry ended up firing Cora. That was the news break.
Okay. I believe when it comes to everything in the movie industry, I believe Tanguay 100%.
Here's what I think, okay? I think the Red Sox really like Alex Cora, and they hate the stigma of fired. Remember when Dave Dombrowski left, they wouldn't have a press conference to explain what happened. This is sort of just what they do. And as a way to say mutually parting of ways, they were able to say, here's your deal. We're going to give you some money out the door. We're not going to say you're fired. And we're going to put some money in your pocket. So it's not technically fired. So, yes, mutually parting of ways is fine. But if they really wanted to keep him, and you've mentioned this a couple times, they could have suspended him until the Red Sox news came out, unless they thought the Red Sox news was going to be bad. Just suspend it indefinitely. We'll figure it out in a month and go from there.
What I'm saying is, what if Cora sat there and said, I can't do it. I can't leave the game for a while here. I can't be suspended and come back and actually be the manager of this baseball team in this city.
Which, by the way, is a little against what Alex Cora's personality is. Alex Cora was always sort of like, you know, it's no big deal. I'm going to fight it. We're going to get through this and everything else. But I think it speaks to exactly what we're talking about. Everybody knew the deal here. Everybody knew that this was probably going to be a lengthy penalty. And I want to come back to you talking about the press conference, because I don't think that we've talked about this, where you have, after the Dombrowski firing, they don't have a press conference. and you have Sam coming on, I think, was it your,
yes.
I forget, yeah, your show, saying, hey, you know, sometimes you just it just does bad if you have a press conference.
Yeah, admitting it.
Which, by the way, you know, is kind of ridiculous. You know,
yeah, because the point is not
everything has to be good.
Everything's got to be good news.
But that's my point. That's my point. So you go from not needing a press conference and not having a press conference to having a press conference where you're almost like, we're going to stay here as long as humanly possible.
45 minutes.
Oh, way longer than they should.
Kevin Gregg, wrap it up.
I think that was the consensus after that mess there was on Tuesday. That everybody sat there and said, "Oh, so this is why they don't
exactly
they
now
don't,
we don't
like
have
having
anymore."
Well, the guy they got to worry about in these settings is John Henry.
Well, yes,
John Henry, who admitted to Dan Shaughnessy, sometimes I just say things like I'm just out there wheeling it.
He does.
You think
I said this?
You think
he usually when you communicate in interviews with John Henry is via email, like Dan Shaughnessy did. He did three interviews this year. John Henry did three interviews. He did the spring training one where they admitted that they screwed up John Lester.
Yep.
He did the one with me in London, which he basically threw Dombrowski under the bus halfway through the year. And then he did the one in the suite where he says a thing about the CBT. So, like, we get it.
Well, to go back to what you asked, Lou, it's a good point, Rob. But what you said, could Cora have done that? Could he have fallen on the sword here and said, you know what, I just can't do it?
Well, it's just
I guess he could.
I guess he could have.
But they also could have waited this thing out and seen what happened here. Because if it just happened in Houston and baseball says that, the way you would be able to sell it to a fan base a year from now, I'm telling you, if they think it's going to come back clean, and it comes back clean, a year from now you would say, that stuff happened in Houston. Major League Baseball said it didn't happen here. He's serving his punishment. When he comes back a year from now, he will be our manager. Why couldn't that have worked?
Because I feel that... he wouldn't have support, you know.
Not from the players.
No. Media, fan base. I think people would be like, you know what? You brought this cheating bastard back, and it would just be a matter of time. You know, one bad, whatever it is, stretch, another bad year, it would just be, you know what? Do the right thing and get rid of this guy. He cheated the game. He would be labeled that.
So even if they said nothing happened, you asked me
if he's going to coach. You know, if we were asking, is he going to ever manage a game again? I would say, yeah, I would say that he'll be a coach again in the big leagues. I just don't think it's going to be in a big, big market.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be in New York.
Kansas
I don't think
City.
It's going to be in Philly. I don't think it's going to be in Boston. I don't. You know, can he go on a West Coast? Just a smaller media market, as less intense.
Yeah, and
where he can just go and do his thing.
We can't forget, like, Alex Cora was one of the best managers that I've seen in a couple of years. Like, and he didn't have even with a bad year last year.
He was on the hot seat last year.
Yeah, he was, but that affected.
Muck got that one right this year.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm like, Muck, you are correct. Alex Cora is officially on the hot seat. That was like Tuesday, an hour before
a year
to
late,
get canned.
And nothing is fired that night.
But yeah,
thanks for finding him during my show. That helps.
I think you actually said you broke the news. Like he's like
we told the world.
Yeah, we broke the news.
Not everyone's on Twitter 24/7.
They read the breaking news.
I read a press release.
When breaking news breaks, we break it.
So I
don't know if he's going to be able to even come back to coach. I don't know. I think a lot of this is going to be just how this stuff unfolds in time. Right now, everything is so pointed with this stuff. Everyone thinks there's so many extremes, but we might come out and say, hey, you know what? A lot of people were doing this, and maybe it's like the steroid stuff, right? Like back in 2003, 2004, 2005, they're never getting in the Hall of Fame. The steroid guys are never getting in the Hall of Fame. Well, they're getting the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. right? So that's going to be the interesting part of this.
You want to talk to some people here, take some phone calls?
Oh, believe it.
I think we can. 617-779-7937. Do we have Dave in Maryland? Drew wants to talk about the 2018 championship. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
just want to talk about Alex Cora, you know what I mean? Just because he cheated and everything, don't you think the 2018 World Series Red Sox, don't you think that still could be legit? I mean, can they really totally say that, you know, I mean, I know he's involved in this scandal and everything, but, I mean, isn't there some honesty in this championship? I mean, it can't all be all and it has to be some legitimacy to it, because the Red Sox were a pretty good team that year. I mean, do you think it's totally they got it by cheating? Or I don't think so myself. What's your take on that? Well,
Dave, thanks for the call. I think we have to wait until the report officially comes out. But I would say if we find out they were doing similar to what they were doing in Houston with the video room, then you'd say their home OPS was number one in baseball that year. They were awesome at home that year. And you would say that 108 wins they got in the regular season. I personally would look at that differently, Dave, if the report comes back.
You know their OPS was better last year?
The only better team than them was the Astros last year.
At home.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So it was like, because I remember, you know, I think it was Duke Castiglione who asked John Henry about the record. You know, you won 108 games last year. Look at this year. You won 57 games at home. Look at this year. The reason they lost at home wasn't because of the offense. Their offensive numbers were better at home this year than last year. We know why they weren't a good team last year. It's because their pitching sucked balls. Can I say that?
I don't think so, but that's okay. Win a weekend, anything goes, actually. I forgot. Joe Kelly might be here.
But,
anything goes.
Let's be honest, you know. But so their offense, it wasn't the offense, right? So if you think things were different this year or last year than the year before, that wasn't the case. It was more of the pitching.
I'll go back to the 2018 postseason. I don't know what happened in 2018. We're gonna have to come out with a report. All I know is that when that Danny Picard report came out, it was – I've never seen so many MLB security people around every single corner.
Which
like
one
there
was that? What did Danny come up with? I
remember that the Red Sox the had to kick out the.
The
Dodgers,
the Astros, and the Dodgers.
No, the Astros.
Yeah, I believe it was that the Dodgers were worried about. They had to kick out the guy.
It was Red Sox and Astros. The
previous year as well.
And the employee got kicked out because they were worried about some sort of sign stealing right there next to the dugout.
To me, that whole thing with Houston and
when he got dragged out.
That to me was just like that showed to me that what's his name? Lou Now knew exactly what the hell was going on.
Of course he did.
You know, they all did.
I'm just saying he could sit there in that little report and be like, I didn't know anything. Lou Now, why do you put a guy by the dugout?
He knew.
Why do you put him there?
Of course he did.
But it's not to look in and take pictures. It's you put a guy right there to listen. You put him there. They put him there to listen to see if they were banging the trash cans like he knows his team was doing in 17.
And Lou, when the Manfred report comes out, and that's the unfortunate spot that Alex Cora found himself in because he was the guy outside the organization, which they had no problem
throwing under the bus.
Yeah, throwing under the bus. And so he hit the sweet spot. You're not in the organization, and by the way, you're also not a player who's in the union.
Which also brings up to what Pedro had said about Carlos Beltran. And it is true. We're not going to go after any of the players.
It's the union.
The only player we're going to go after is the one that's no longer in the union, that's no longer a player, that's now a manager. You know, so if you're not going to go after any of the players, why did you name Beltran in that piece?
Well,
longer a player because they thought they could go after him. Because he's technically a player, not in the players' union.
Right, exactly.
It's a bad job by baseball, and it's not lazy, but they're trying to cut this off. They're trying to say this is done now. Do these couple guys, and it's going to be it. What the problem is that all the other players are airing grievances. Meanwhile, Ron Renneke before Rob once said little breaking news. Ron Renneke earlier today, we played the sound for you where he said it's basically annoying that we have to keep talking about this and alluding to the idea that the 2018 season was clean. J.D. Martinez on the 2018 Red Sox. I'm excited for the investigation to be done so everyone here can see there's nothing going on here. Follow up. So that's what you believe they'll find? Yes, I believe so. So J.D. Martinez now he's put him in the category of Sam Kennedy, the employees I talked to earlier, the press conference of the night. Their poker face is saying, including J.D. Martinez, we don't think we did anything wrong. Either crazy confident or they know.
The thing. I don't think they did. You know, illegally. Did they steal signs? Absolutely. Were they good at it? Absolutely. Did they need to do the live feed during the games? No. Because, you know, you didn't hear a single Astro employee saying, we didn't bang a can. I can't wait for this investigation to be over.
You know what I mean? Like, but I can't wait for you to find out what we did nothing. Dude, they all knew. They only said a word. That's why. Yet here we go. You're going to start hearing it more and more this weekend.
Mm. The part, again, though.
But A.J. Hinch did. We played those clips this week. A.J. Hinch sounds so stupid when he was, like, standing up there with his chest stuck out. Oh, we do things the right way here in Houston.
But that was during the postseason. I mean, that was in the postseason. It wasn't after the report came out with all the details in November. This report came out a week later. You got people sitting there saying, you know what, go ahead. Investigate. We did absolutely nothing. If they get busted, then, I mean, you can't. And you got all these people saying, I didn't do it. It's a bad look.
Yeah, well, again, they get busted potentially for something very minute just because because of the thing, the Apple Watch thing from a few years ago.
Right.
And that's the slippery slope where all these people saying, hey, we didn't do anything. That might be the case, and a lot of other teams might be doing the same sort of thing, but they're investigating you.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right, we'll come back and talk to the people at 617-779-7937, the phone number, and we'll get to the 2020 approach of this team. Do you build on this and say we got to keep everybody we got, we got to go for a big year, or do you tear it down knowing it's kind of a weird year for this organization? We'll get to all that with your calls.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Winter Weekend at MGM with Mark Maloney and Bradford on Sports Radio WEEI.
Does that in any way influence roster building, how you approach the questions that you've talked about at different points about sustainability and potentially losing access to young talent?
With respect to the investigation, again, I know it's an unsatisfying answer, but we do need to just reserve comment on it until it's complete. Our big picture focus as far as sustainability, as far as putting us in position to win as much as possible over, you know, this next decade, that, you know, it has not changed and will not change.
Hi, I'm Bloom on the Red Sox going forward. We'll get to your phone calls coming up here in a second at 617-779-7937. Ian Brown is over there with J.D. Martinez saying that the player is adamant the Red Sox will be cleared of the MLB investigation, saying numerous times the last couple minutes they did nothing wrong in 2018. So the first player speaking out against the reports, and we'll see if those guys who were the sources for Drellick and Rosenthal start to double back and get some more information, or they start to just pack it in. We'll see. But high and Bloom on 2020, guys. Help me out, because I was of the impression, even last year, to trade Mookie Betts and move on, because you're not going to get anything for him, second-round pick, and they're not going to re-sign him. Fifth-round pick now?
Fifth.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
They'll get a fifth for him, right, if he walks.
Okay. So I don't think they're going to re-sign him, and I would have traded him last year. I would have traded him this preseason, and I'm in the minority. I understand that. But given what just happened here this past week, is it a chance for the Red Sox to now hit the reset button? We know they want to hit. Sam can say what he wants. John Henry can say what he wants. They're going to get below 208. I think the fans would accept it more, given the year they just had. Or is it as simple as they've got to go for it now and put a competitive team out there because they have one of the worst PR weeks in the history of the organization?
I don't think it should impact it. They're saying it's not going to impact it. I mean, if you get driven by some bad perception like this.
But they are. The Red Sox are.
I understand. But if you are, then shame on them. It's like the CBT thing. Who cares? Like, who cares?
They do, because they think it makes them look cheap, and
well,
it doesn't.
You hit the nail on the head. I forget who said it, Lou or you.
Probably Lou.
But
leverage.
To Sam Kennedy, it was all about leverage. There was a reason.
Don't ask Mud about leverage. No, he's got it now.
Google. It's worth a Google. There was a reason. There was a reason why you basically never heard this from the Red Sox. Ever heard. You never heard, whether it was Theo, whether it was Ben, whether it was Dombrowski, you never heard them talk about what their CBT goal was. Even when they were trying to get underneath.
See, and I agree, and I'm with you, and it should not change one bit. I mean, your analysis the entire time for me is, you know, you look into a Mookie Betts deal, you see what the trade-off is, like what players you can get back in return. If you don't like it, you're not comfortable with it, you don't feel it's anywhere close to enough, you don't move the player. You then maybe readdress it at the All-Star break given where you are. Just because you got caught up in all this shouldn't change that mindset. Shouldn't say, you know what, screw it. We got an unbelievable offer on the table we're not going to take because we need to keep Mookie. Or we got an awful offer on the table that we're just going to take just to try to get a couple minor leaguers to replenish. It shouldn't change a single thing.
And where one part can be complicated is that Mookie liked Alex Cora. Mookie liked playing for Alex Cora. The perception was that if Mookie signed here, he's going to be playing for Alex Cora for a long time. And I'm not saying it's an enormous part of it because we know Mookie is basing this on a business decision, but it does factor in a little bit. If he played for a manager this year that maybe he doesn't like that much, that's going to sway things. And I don't know if that's something they can control, but it's something that factors in the equation.
Yeah, I just think it's a big picture. It's actually a smart move to get below the number this year, right, so you can kind of reload in 2021.
How are they going to do that, though,
Mookie?
Mookie and Price together. I mean, that's it feels like, reading the tea leaves, they'd have to potentially trade. The only deal we've even heard any sniff of is the Dodgers taking Betts and Price as part of a larger package deal, and the return on prospects there was not great. I totally understand that. But that still, to me, guys, is a better option than letting Mookie Betts walk after the year.
One of the things that Sam said.
How do you do that to the fan base? Hey, Mookie's gone. We got a fifth-round pick for him. Nothing.
One of the things Sam said in passing was this trade market has slowed down. Like, remember, he said the trade market has slowed down. And so,
hot stove season, to quote Lou Maloney, sucks balls.
No. Okay. It really had, for the Red Sox, it had, but overall, it had it. There had been a lot of money flying around. There had been trades all over the place.
Nowhere like it used to be.
But here's the thing. The trade market has slowed down. You know what that is? That's David Price's trade market slowing down. We heard in the winter meetings, we heard the whole thing, there's getting a lot of interest from David Price. But he's lined up behind a lot of guys that other teams want to do the exact same thing the Red Sox are doing, which is take advantage of the starting pitching market or the need for starting pitchers. And so when you're talking about going down that avenue of trading David Price, right now, I'm like, good luck.
Yeah, you know, I don't think now is the time. I think Price needs to – you can only sit there and hope that this guy can stay healthy, you know, for the first 3 or 4 months. And when you start approaching the deadline, he's throwing like David Price. And then I know people sit there and say, well, Jesus, he's throwing the ball real well. He's got 2 years left. Yeah, you know what? And because of that, we can deal him. You can't sit there and say just because he's starting to throw the ball well, now we should keep him. No. So I think you hope that this guy stays healthy for 3 or 4 months, and it depends on where you are, right? Obviously, you're not going to trade these guys when you're out of it. But David Price, if you move on from him, you give your team no shot of competing this year, if you ask me. Not that I trust that he's going to stay healthy, but the only shot you got is if Erod, Sale, and Price stay healthy. That's it. If those three guys stay healthy and you trade away Mookie Betts, you still compete.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So
what happens when you trade Price?
Well, I think that you could still – depends if you can get that other starter that we have no idea what his name
There's
is.
There's nothing.
But this,
we know four of the starters right now, right? That's without David Price,
nothing.
We know four of the starters.
Well,
correct?
You don't know. I mean, we don't know if you can find another starter, which, once again, maybe you could trade for, that emerges into a guy that could be a third and fourth, because this is – Lou, I think that they can compete if Chris Sale can be Chris Sale, because you have Eduardo Rodriguez sitting there.
Okay.
If you could get Nathan Eovaldi, be a legit number three guy.
Well, which he's never been.
Right, exactly.
Ever.
I mean, a lot of this, that's the issue that they have. Yeah. All of this is projections, whereas what you have a lineup that can compete with the Yankees, but the Yankees aren't dealing on projections. They're dealing off of Gerrit Cole and Paxton
right.
and Tanaka.
Yeah,
and oh, my goodness.
They're loaded.
Not even close.
Yeah, they're projecting Severino, who missed a year. Okay, fine.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, the Red Sox are banking on the equivalent of Luis Severino, mm-hmm. right? And the Yankees are banking on Luis Severino being the number five starter.
They're banking on Martin Perez, baby. Come on down and fill out that rotation. Let's go to Jennifer in Orleans at 617-779-7937. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Good, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Question for you, gentlemen. I would like to know how each of you feel about this. Are you disgusted by this scandal? Are you sad? I was in a sports shop last night. I couldn't even look at the T-shirts. I'm just disgusted by the whole thing. And I'd like to know, like, really, how do you feel? Thanks.
It's not sad.
I'm not sad.
What is the word?
I'm like, why do we have to work so much in January?
See, first off, like...
It's good for my business. I'll tell you right now, as a talk show host, Jennifer, it's a great thing.
Well, Jennifer, we talk about baseball. I guess the one thing is we're talking about baseball.
Okay, but this is not – Courtney tried to say this last night, Courtney Fallon on the Monday Night Show, saying this is potentially good for baseball because people are talking about it.
I don't think
callers
it's good for baseball. It's good for
they're going to tune into the game, and guess what? There's still no pitch clock. It's still slow as molasses. So people hearing about the Red Sox in January aren't going to tune into a game and go, I'm going to watch 10 more games this year because the game is still ancient and archaic.
I think it's always sad – when guys, like I always felt like, first thing, you play through the steroid era, like sad, whatever, damage for the game, you get it. What is always sad, even in the steroid era, is the guy that actually played clean, that because he's really good, he got accused of taking steroids. You know what I mean? That when you start feeling bad.
Yeah.
What I feel bad about or sad about is, you know, if the Houston Astros, if they cheated and they had every single damn pitch, but then again, like you said, you know, Washington goes out and then beats them. But the guys that did it right, you know, even if they were on Houston, I don't know, maybe there's a guy that's like, you know what, I know we got a scheme going, but it doesn't help me. Because if you tell me a curveball's coming, I'm going to chase the curveball. I'm going to chase it.
Yeah.
If you tell me a fastball's coming, I'm going to swing at the fastball over my head. I don't want to know. What's sad is that when guys go out there and do it the right way and they get lumped into this thing. Like, to me, that's what's sad now,
that's, you know... According to J.D. Martinez, the Red Sox player, that's how the Red Sox players are feeling right now.
In Houston, you know who it is right now? Jose Altuve, who had to issue a statement through his agent.
Unless he's
and
guilty.
And say, I didn't cheat. I didn't put a buzzer on there.
Right.
I mean, he didn't say he didn't do the trash can stuff, but he's being accused of doing something that is you know, all time if he's wearing a buzzer that was telling him what pitches were coming.
From the Red Sox perspective, it reminds me after 2011, where everyone was covering their butt. Like, immediately once that Hola report mm-hmm. came out, everybody, you had separate press conferences. I mean, on our station, you had Clay Buchholz up here, you had John Lester, you had whatever. But everyone had to do exactly what Altuve's doing, which get the PR guy, and we're going to address this. And that's unfortunate. That part of it, yeah.
And I do feel bad for the guys, you know. You've heard it before. I don't know who mentioned it to Cher or all these other guys, you know. Or I think actually McCullers. Was that the guy? Who's the guy? Clevenger, rather. You know, the guy that comes up and he's on his first big league, you know, appearance, and we're going to take you on this road trip. We're up there in Houston. They drop a five spot on him in like an inning. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, geez, well, did they know everything that was coming? Maybe that kid doesn't get a chance to go back up to the big leagues. But again, I saw all the same stuff in the steroid era, which is my whole career. Like, I saw the whole, all of it. You know, the guy that was a 280 four-home run guy in the minor leagues, and all of a sudden now he signs like a four-year, $40 million deal because he's popping 25 bombs. And you're sitting there going, really?
Did he do it for real or do it because he knew it was coming?
Well, no, yeah. Back then it was, yeah, we knew why he was doing it.
Well, now the question will be, and it's a one-year wonder, so we have to go back and really look. I mean, the OPS stuff for Altuve is outrageous. You know, OPS of 1.4 at home,
and four.
4.97 on the road. That's mm-hmm. an extreme split that mm-hmm. is tough to really justify. And the other one, I don't know if you guys saw this, but they had the for the Astros specifically, somebody made a chart of the walk-to-strikeout ratio. And the Astros right down here is the best, and every other team in baseball was up here. They're so much better at essentially walking versus striking out, knowing what pitches are coming. that you know they were benefiting big time.
I want to come back to what you're talking about. Is this good or bad? It's the interest, and you're right. Like, this is a bad interest in a lot of respects.
Yes.
Like, you don't want people screaming and yelling how bad you are and saying that's a good thing. But I do believe around here, just to say around here, that all of a sudden, let's say the Red Sox are cleared, Lou, right? Mm-hmm. The Red Sox are cleared. The Red Sox didn't make a trade. Then all this creativity that High and Bloom's talking about, it becomes a semi-interesting dynamic, which no one had interest in at all. 2013, Sam was talking about how the ticket sales were low, you know, coming into 2013. Remember that. It was all right, well, this is interesting. Wait, this is interesting. Wait,
well, they
this
traded is away a lot of their big names.
Like, exactly. And you names replaced it. Well, you replaced wanted. It with, like, David Ross and, right. and Shane Victorino and Mike Napoli. But at least this is putting, like, baseball back on the radar, and we're talking about a lot of this stuff again.
You think it's good?
There is a lot riding on this, especially after this weekend.
I don't think it's over.
If they're going to sit there and take this approach, and like I said, even before this weekend started, I was hearing all this thing, and now that I'm here, hearing it more, that, you know what, please finish this thing up, show everybody that we weren't, please identify what is legal, what is illegal. We are very, very good at acquiring things legally. We just are. Mm-hmm. You know, but make sure it's that what we did is not illegal.
Well,
if that's going to be it, there's a lot riding on that because you better be right.
Right. And one of the
you
things.
You better be
if
right.
If you take that J.D. Martinez quote from today or those quotes from today, understand that the investigators are gonna interview J.D. Martinez. And now we know what J.D. Martinez, at least we know what one person in this investigation is definitively going to tell the investigators. Where we didn't have that, we really haven't had that across the board because all we had was, oh, well, you know, it's under investigation.
We were here at Winter Weekend. We've been talking about baseball all afternoon. We'll continue to do it until 3 o'clock at 617-779-7937 at the beautiful MGM Springfield. Mutt, Marlone, Bradford.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Winter Weekend at MGM with Mutt, Marlone, and Bradford on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, final couple of minutes here from the MassMutual Center, MGM Springfield. Red Sox Winter Weekend. Don't go anywhere. The oddball's coming up. Gilroy and Fitzy on our flagship WEEI in Boston. NFL Sunday tomorrow and both NFL games tomorrow as well. So the big story is coming
big day,
out
big
of today.
Big
day. Big story is coming out of today would be Ron Renicki taking offense to the 2018 team being soiled. J.D. Martinez saying unequivocally they're looking forward to the investigation because they did nothing wrong in 2018. And that Bradford went to school around here. Those are the big three stories we
big
found out.
Big Mike Fiers.
3 hours.
Mike
Fiers. Oh, and Pedro Martinez.
Mike Pedro.
Very critical
also
of Mike Fiers.
Mike Lowe would manage for a year.
Yeah, but he's not really going to manage for a year. Is he?
No, not if Alex Cora is not coming back.
And I don't think Alex Cora is coming back.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
That's the one thing I will mention. So you said the Red Sox, the interest will be up, and if they're cleared and everything. If they get cleared, get ready for why they fire Alex Cora then. Because that's going to be the next thing. Because they aired him out a little bit in the press conference.
He'll
and
still
now he's
be
gone.
Suspended, though.
Probably for a year. Maybe.
I mean, no, if the
more,
Red Sox.
More than a year.
And I
really?
Still, yeah, and I still think, would there be a chance, even if they're cleared, that the Red Sox get penalties? Just because of what happened the year before.
And I mean,
you can make the argument that, you know, we warned you once. You can say, well, hold on. I did an investigation. They might not find, like, the the banging on the barrel evidence, but they might sit there and say, you did enough for us to take a first-round pick.
Yeah, because of the Apple Watch
thing. Suspend a manager for a year because of what he did in Houston.
Yeah,
you did enough for this.
And then you have the hazy area. Did you do anything wrong or didn't you do anything wrong? And it becomes a big mess.
This really could come down to interpretation because, to me, I think what you're going to find is, like I said, talking to more and more people, it's we were very good at it. We were very good at it legally. We were very good at doing it legally. We didn't need to do it illegally. You guys can look all you want.
That's a tightrope.
So the report would come out and say, well, this is what they did. People say, well, they're cheating. It's like, no, no, no. We need to know what the difference is between stealing signs legally and stealing signs illegally. And that's where the interpretation of all of this, when it comes out, is going to be a little bit of a gray area.
Boys, good job. We'll see you at the tables a little bit here at MGM Springfield.
Yeah, boys.
I want to thank Doug Lane here for his great work and all the staff helping us get set up. Drew Johnson and Eamon back in studio. Great job producing. Oddballs are next. Enjoy your Saturday, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.